Welcome to the One Life, One You podcast.
Ranting on
yes,
the health and fitness.
That's just the start. Like, that's because of how I believe being healthy kind of is the chain reaction to everything else.
Yes.
I'm actually working on a post about how I think it's the chain reaction to everything else, where if you're eating healthy, you have a healthier body, you have a healthier mindset, you have a better positivity, better relationships, better career options, happier life.
Speak on it!
So, like, right now, I'm ranting on health and fitness, but I'm going to start taking the steps downwards and go into leading a happier life.
Yes.
But you got to rant first.
Yeah.
Like, you got to rant and get people to listen.
You influenced a lot of my life changes.
Putting influencer in my
life. You're an influencer, dude. Just take the money from people. Just take the money. followers, likes,
I got you.
But yeah, you influenced a lot of my healthy decisions. I came here, I was 210, I believe, and now I'm like 175-ish. And that's all because I came here. I wanted to change, and I saw that you changed.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to be like that guy. I was going to say MF-er, but I'm trying to keep it. Because that's what I actually said. But I was like, I want to be like this guy because I seen the change. I didn't necessarily see the steps, and that's what I wanted to get. I was like, let me get the steps from you. That way I can change.
Day to day, that's all it is. It's the smallest of steps.
Man, listen.
Nobody wants to hear that part, though.
No. Everybody wants the quick and easy. They want the tea and the waist trainers and shapers.
Someone asked me about diet like 2 days ago. I go, all right, eat healthy whole foods for 6 months, and then I'll give you steps.
Yeah.
They looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
They go, 6 months? I go, minimum. I go, I mean, I talked to you for 9 months about it. Like, but do this, and then we can talk. And they go, man, that's a lot. I go, well, in 6 months, if you don't do it, we'll have the same conversation, and I'll tell you to go through 6 months.
Yeah.
And now you wasted a year. So you can either start now, or you can start 6 months from now.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
What do you want to do? Well, you want to try diets and the teas and the waist trainers and waste your money, or go buy some broccoli and some water.
Yeah.
I mean, really. But nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, so except for me.
Yeah. I go, it works for you.
I wanted to hear it because it actually works. Water, every day, all day. A little bit of lemon, maybe a lime. And then I eat the lemon. I eat the entire, people are like, how can you eat the rind? And I'm like, you shave it to get like, yeah, there's health benefits in that, so I just eat it. I changed my diet completely. I am not completely vegan because I just, like, that's a whole lifestyle change that I don't think I'm personally ready for, but I am plant-based, and this is to stop all the stupid stuff in my comments, in my DMs. I'm not vegan. I'm sorry. I am plant-based. I've been going to functions and stuff like that.
Yeah, you've been out and about.
And
which you should be documenting and put on your websites and social media. You can influence more people.
Influencer!
You can influence more people. You're going to have the doubters every single time, no matter what you do. So if it's eating, that's just one of the things you're going to have doubters with. But if you show it, if you're at these events showing, that's what it matters.
Right. See, and you know what? I listened to you because you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right when it came to me losing weight and feeling better and getting healthy because I changed up. Again, you know, to reiterate an off-camera conversation like that. Two things I'm having trouble leaving, they're like ex-girlfriends, is cheese and bread. Bread I kind of can back up from because, you know, me and bread ain't been feeling each other. But the cheese, man, the cheese.
Have you tried vegan cheese?
Yes, and I'm not able to find one that I can stick with that I really, really like.
That's true.
Because, like, some of them taste too nutty, and pause.
No, that is going a separate post.
I'm going. I get the quotables. I did it. I wrote all this out, by the way. Anyway.
Have you been to the vegan corner store?
The vegan corner store?
There's
no.
One in South Philly.
Okay.
And it's built like a corner store, but it's all vegan products.
If they not playing the Poppy Store mixtape, I don't want to know.
I gotta find their address. I'm gonna send you.
All right, because
I follow them on Instagram.
Oh yeah, well what? Yeah, send me they profile. Yeah.
And they add the new stuff from all over, and it's always plant based stuff. So like 1 week they'll have like certain cheeses and then certain breads and certain whatever.
See, that'll give me a chance to explore.
You can just keep trying new stuff.
Yeah, because I just wanna sometimes I wanna go out like the white people and just have a cheese platter sometimes.
Have a cheese platter.
And they go out and it's like fun. And here I am like, yeah, let me get to this and that. I'm looking over like, you got a platter of cheese?
Yeah.
With some beer? I wanna get like that, but I wanna do like a vegan thing. Again, plant-based.
Yeah.
But I noticed that, like little things, like my skin stays pretty clear. I don't know. I think it's because I'm eating like these trash potato chips sometimes when I go back to work that I start getting like some little pimples here. Anyway, skin stays clear for the most part, and I don't drink soda. Juice is like a rare thing. And it's all like water and fruit. Like even for breakfast, if I don't do oatmeal and like some kind of fruit, it's just fruit and water.
Yeah.
Period. Lunch sometimes that it goes to that expensive healthy food thing, right?
Oh,
I don't, that folks.
Yeah.
I don't care, man. Like, because if I gotta pay a premium to feel better, I'd rather do it.
You do it now.
Yeah.
Versus doing it 5 years from now. When you got the medication list in front of you and you're in CVS coming out of pocket for $90, you're like, damn, I should just pay the extra dollar for the tomatoes.
And that's what it is. It's like, that's where the trade-off is. It's like, all right, I'm gonna eat healthy now and I'll pay $3 signs for this.
Yeah.
And instead of eating trash for $1 sign and then paying the other $2 or $3 signs for medicine.
Yeah, down line.
Because I have not been sick.
It evens out.
I've not been sick since changing my diet. Even if I think I'm getting sick, my phone is like buzzing and vibrating. This is weird. I'm not taking a call. Sorry, whatever it is, because y'all probably see the play wrong. It's probably like a dire emergency too. Like, oh, somebody's in the hospital. It's cool. Anyway,
I'll edit the part out where you saying you're not answering it if it's something like super bad.
Yeah, let them know. I don't care. I've noticed that just changing the foods that I eat and stuff like that, I feel a lot better, man. I'm more energized. I get up every day almost at like 4:30 in the morning, 5:00 in the morning, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I get up, I get the kids ready for school, and it's like, I'm just active. I go to the mechanic shop that I work out of, my pop shop, and I'm just good, like all day, just good. Fruit and water in the morning, in the afternoon, I'll probably like order from, one of the vegan places that's closer, like in Northern Liberty, since that's where the shop is. I'll order from one of those places or something, and I just feel better and better and better. My hair is like growing like crazy. Because like I said, look, I've been to these functions, man.
It changes. Everything changes how you eat.
Listen, there is a meme of Nas and Flavor Flav next to each other. And the meme says, over Nas's head, it says me. And then over Flavor Flav, it says like everybody I went to school with. And it meant so much to me because I'm like, when you start getting around,
what side are you on?
I'm on the side.
There you go. I'm saying, like,
and this is probably,
you gotta be truthful with yourself.
Listen,
what side are you on?
This may seem like propaganda, right? And plug and all that, but really coming here, coming through these doors, working out, changing how I eat, talking to you about different dieting, being on the app, even though I forgot my password and I can't remember
the password again.
Being on the app. And just sticking to those routines and doing my little 30 to 45 minutes a day, I feel better. Only complaint I ever have, but this is in life, is that I have mini wrists. I cannot get over the mini wrist thing. It's a thing, man. I can't, like.
I don't know.
But I was born like this. Like, I was an alien.
If that's the one thing people could come at you with, I think you're going to be pretty good.
Listen, in a rap battle, if somebody says something about my mini wrist, it's over, fam. Y'all are going to die.
I can't help you there. I can't help bone structure.
Somebody say something about these mini wrists, it's on. But yeah, like just noticing and seeing these changes every day. Because at first, when you're sick and you look in the mirror, you don't change. But when you are, because people like, especially in my community, right? Black people, y'all know who y'all is. you get back around people and you change, but you feel better, but you don't look like you used to look. So they in turn think something wrong with you. I said, look, y'all didn't think nothing was wrong with me when I was 220, 240. Y'all thought I was cool.
You look like them.
Right.
That's what it is. They don't realize what's wrong with them.
Right. I put the, it's an Instagram post. I'm going to send it to you to probably like throw up or something here. Where I had the big underwear. Like, that was real. Yeah. My mom was like, yo, I don't know whose underwear these are. I was like, this is weird because I haven't lived here in so long. But I was like, damn, I looked in them and they still had my initials. I still put my initials in my underwear. So I looked in them and I'm like, yo, these are really my drawers. Like, it's like five of me can fit in them drawers then.
Yeah. But people look at that as something's wrong with you.
Right.
Changing.
Right. They. I like how you wrote me back. Y'all see this?
Why I'm here.
Keep it moving. Why I'm here. Keep it moving. So yeah. So what happens is now I get around these same people, and the plant based lifestyle, all this stuff is like a joke. It's like, oh, I'm trying not to eat like that too, and I'm trying to do this. Like,
either do it or don't.
Do it or don't, and. My health has nothing to do with anybody else. My opinion of me has nothing to do with anybody else. I'm going to keep changing and evolving because I just feel good.
And that's how you win.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I go, people spend so much time worrying about other people's lives.
Right.
But if you spend less time worrying about other people's lives, more time worrying about your own life.
Yeah.
And less time about the opinions of others, and just go out and do the things that make you healthy and happy.
That's attributed to diet.
That's like, what it starts there. It starts right there. That's the base.
Your mental, like, you have to cleanse and not just you know, the turmeric tea and all that, like, you know, blowing your butthole out. Mentally, you got to do that too. And I found out when I start unfollowing people, and I do miss like following like those like porn stars and big booty girls and stuff, but. I had to let it go, man, because it's not doing nothing for me.
Well,
it's not doing nothing for me. Fine. You know, because like I'm never going to meet this person. I don't think so.
He's speaking into existence.
Yeah, because Pinky was in town.
Not and where Pinky is.
Y'all know who I'm there. Oh, but anyway, you know, so you have to dispel. Of all this garbage, everything that you think, like you gotta retrain yourself to think more positive.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like something that might have went wrong, like some people get up and they might stub their toe or something and they be like, oh man, throw my whole day in the trash, my day in the trash. Don't do that. You know, you stubbed your toe, what can I do better? Let me move this bed.
The whole
course of the day, and then you are upset and angry. And then you skip stuff, and then you do like comfort eating and stuff like that, and then start like eating garbage, man. Yeah, don't do nothing. Because health is wealth. Like, I didn't want to say
it. We all got the time. Like, we all have the energy and the money to do it. We make excuses for ourselves because it's easier
to make an excuse.
To make an excuse or to stop somewhere you know is not healthy for you. Instead of doing it yourself.
We coming at you, McDougals.
Coming at all of them. One at a time. One at a time.
Stupid Popeye's chicken sandwich.
One at a time.
That one is quiet. I think everybody's dead now.
Yeah, no, everybody's in the hospital. Heart failure. That's what it is. When Popeye and KFC sandwiches and the Chick-fil-A
genetically modified.
Yeah. Everybody's buying 10 at a time, and you can't walk up and down the steps. I go, what happened? I thought it was so good for a dollar.
Yeah.
Instead of spending $4 and go buy roast chicken and cooking yourself.
Right. Right. That's all you got to do, and you can get the same seasoning that they got. Same season.
Nobody wants to hear that though. Not yet.
Not yet.
One at a time.
Yeah.
He's one.
Yeah. Reach He's one, one, teach one. Hello.
One at a time.
But like I said, I had so much. I got so much knowledge from being here, which I really think you should monetize, like just talking to people.
Soon come.
But I've gained so much knowledge just by being in this facility and learning about myself. I didn't know how a person, especially another grown man, can teach a grown man how to like. You essentially taught me how to fish. And now that I know it, I implement it every day.
Yeah.
I watched you do the meal prep. And I briefly talked to you about meal prep. And you was like, I forgot exactly what you told me, but then I started meal prepping for myself. And
it's easier than people want to believe. I'm actually going to do a video on me grocery shopping. I'm going to just have the phone in my hand.
Yeah.
And just grocery shopping, like, all right, I'm getting this, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna go home and put it all together.
Yeah. Because you spend less.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about eating. I got this thing when I'm at the shop called eating in the street. And you budget it out every week. Okay, if I'm eating in the street today, I'm gonna spend no more than $10. But then you start adding that up. And this is where the meal prep, like I was bugging you about the meal prep stuff. All right, you see it like this. That's $10. I work at the shop 5 days a week. That's $50 a week.
Just on lunch.
$200 a month. That's not counting the weekend.
Yeah, just on lunch.
Because I go dumb. Yeah. I was trying to figure out a vegan way to go ham, but I go dumb on the weekend sometimes. And it's not like overdoing it with bad food.
Yeah.
It's with good food.
It's just
but I
out.
Just love it so just much because out. Once you season that vegan plate, man, you can't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
I'm Kanye before the Kardashians. You can't tell me nothing.
That's a good Kanye.
That's a good Kanye. That's the old Kanye.
So you're talking $50 just during a week, $20 a month.
That's just a week.
That's just a weekend. On lunch.
Yes, lunch.
Yeah, that's all that is.
So, talk to you about the meal prep. You showed me the light.
Yeah. That's all I'm here for.
And I started doing that. Like I'll take fruit with me in the morning. And some people, y'all know who y'all are, again, because y'all know y'all don't see this. Oh, you eat like a bird, man, or a rabbit, man. You don't really. Yeah, fam. Like birds and rabbits is out here flourishing, dog.
And you're gonna live an extra 30 years.
Right. And that's what I'm trying right? to do.
That's what it is.
I've seen people that are not half my age. I don't want to say that because I haven't seen half my age. But I've seen people who are the same age or a little younger than me, maybe like 10 years younger than me. They look crazy. Man. And not good crazy. This is one chick that I've seen. She does look good crazy. Anyway, aside from all that, they look wow, man, like some zombie apocalypse is going on that I don't know about. I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? And it's just really poor dieting, no exercise. And I'm like, that's all you need though.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Why I keep posting whenever I post either on Twitter or Facebook. I go, if you're seeing this, get up and do 20 jumping jacks.
I am.
Because everybody sees it.
See it.
I go, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, you know. See-
Listen.
Put your phone down for 5 minutes to go work out.
He sees his engagement. So he knows y'all watching.
Yeah. I do the 30-second workout joints. I go, you can put your phone down and get up off your couch.
Did you hear what he said?
30 seconds.
Put your phone down. That's another thing you got to kind of get rid of and just leave. Like, put it down. Put it down.
Go move around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it don't take much. Like I said, I exercise in the evenings, maybe 30 to 45 minutes a day, because I want to, I never set out to be like thin or slim or skinny or whatever, but I noticed looking back at old pictures, I wasn't like a fat kid either, So I just wanted this to be like, and I remember back then like feeling a certain way.
Yeah.
And I used to eat healthier back then. You know, we didn't have McDonald's and stuff all that because my mom, as light as she is a black mom and always said, "Do y'all got McDonald's money?"
And you never did.
And I never had McDonald's money.
Never did.
So McDonald's was kind of like a, back then that was like a cheap day for us. You know, we would go like on a weekend or something, like when we out or something like that. But other than that, we didn't have it every day. Yeah. My mom cooked every day.
Yeah.
And she cooked like lean, like if, even if we, you know, we did have meat and stuff like that. Like she cooked lean, like my pop from down south, that's a whole nother. We ate like rabbit and deer and turtle and venison, all that stuff. But I ate better because I ate like a lot of like green, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I was never one of them kids who was like, "Oh, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, ugh." No, because we had it all the time. And once my mom sautés it and she put like carrots and all that stuff together.
It'll work. That's all it is.
Listen, that stuff was crazy. You get full off of that.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell that there wasn't no meat in it.
Doesn't matter. People are like protein obsessed.
No, it's minerals.
Yeah.
I found out that's what it really is. It's not so much a protein because another friend of mine always getting on me about proteins. You know who you are. And I had to tell him it's more minerals.
Yeah.
Minerals. I started taking sea moss instead of, because a lot of people that I know take capsules.
Yeah.
Those vitamin capsules and all that. I'm not saying nothing wrong with that, but it's natural vitamins and minerals in natural stuff. Like if you change your diet, you change the way you eat.
It's the same thing I tell people. Somebody just asked me about fruit juice. I go, if you want apple juice or orange juice, go have an apple or orange.
Yeah.
You're going to get way more benefits out of the actual fruit.
Invest in the juicer.
Yeah.
Toss it in the juicer. I went to a vegan restaurant, and they have this banging juicer where the lady literally just threw the apple
in. That's all it is. Yeah.
And people usually like throw away the rind and they throw away the seeds and they threw it in the juicer, it pumped it out the other end. She added ginger and stuff to it, and it was crazy.
All of it.
It's called an ABC juice, ABCG juice or something like that, like apples, beets, carrots, ginger.
Yeah.
When I tell you though.
But it's whole foods.
Yeah. But I tell you, it blew me up.
That fiber. That's what people are missing. I go, it's fiber. You're missing it because it's not in the fast food places that are not. Because they're not real food.
First of all, I'd rather get a smoothie from a vegan place than get a milkshake from a fast food place. Okay. First of all, milkshake from a fast food place. Who cleans those machines? Nobody cleans those machines. They don't clean the machine. At least I see the vegan place take little trays and stuff out. Put them in the water. You know, they clean their stuff out. But yeah, man, it's so many benefits. And like, I'm really living proof. Like I said, coming to One Life One You changed everything. I am stronger
every day.
Every day.
I told them off camera, I'm only doing this to prove myself right in 5 years. So he's helping me already. It's early in my time. I'm still looking for doubters and haters and people saying I'm wrong. He's proof that you can move your body, eat a little better, and see results.
If y'all see, I'm gonna put up a Throwback Thursday where I was 2-something and then now. And just to let y'all see.
I go to my mom's house and find something. I was like 220, but you know, people don't see that.
They don't believe it. I know the old man.
See, there you go. One last thing to everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Follow me on social media at Rob Riley Really, RobRileyRally.
I'm going to just put like the pop up like right there and just spell it. I'm going to do the letters.
Waste of time.
Nick Sherman, One Life One You.
Yeah, because we can do this all day.
This might be like a 2-part episode.
Yeah.
We'll see. And YouTube and everything else. Oh, find me everywhere too, because I'm on all platforms, as he should be, because he does so much work that he should be on all platforms.
Should.
And should be documenting everything.
Should.
So I'll check back on his page every other day to make sure he's posting 10 times a day.
I should be.
And if you're looking for help with your diet, nutrition, fitness, check out onelifeoneufitness.com. One-on-one health and fitness coaching, workouts sent right to your phone, diet help, nutrition guidance, accountability, motivation, and everything else you need to reach your health and fitness goals. Again, onelifeoneufitness.com.